So we're doing a seba. So sadal kosos, right? So Rashbam and Rashi, they say, what's arba kosos? They say, can I get arba l'shoni gula? I'm more of a galsman tzayimah. Tzayis yaslami, tzal diyaslami, gal diyaslami, al kach diyaslami. So, fine. So the question is, what can we say about this? There are two types of questions. One question is, what are the Dalai Shonu Skula? What's the concept of the Dalai Shonu Skula? Obviously, it's not just four different words that say the same exact thing. There must be some concepts, four concepts. And then, I guess, I don't know, whichever one you want to do first, but what's the halachic relevance of this? And we mentioned, like, it's a funny halachic kind of a thing. It's a funny halacha. I mean, and the Rashbam seems to make this up, because... The Ron brings out other reasons. It's not. I mean, it's Yushami. There's Yushami. The Ron says because there are four mitzvahs, so therefore each mitzvah has a bracha, has a kos. And he says, but Yushami in the Rashbam, and he quotes. I think he might quote it as the Rashbam, or he quotes it as Yushami. But there, I think there's Yushami who says it. But whatever it is, it's not like a double you do in the Masora that that's the reason. Yeah, Yushami Mashma, that's a thing. Yeah, can I get Yushami's gula? Yeah, okay. Fine. So the question is, what's the? I think Tosos brings it down in the name of the Rashbam, though, right? Yeah, Arba Kosos Pirush Rashbam. Can I get Arba Shonu Gula V'Chein Yesh Birushalmi? V'Chein Yesh Birushalmi. So I mean, where'd they get that from? I mean, it's a funny halacha kind of thing. You said it's not an ordinary halacha. Okay. The first thing like this is that, and it's similar to what you're saying, but this is for starters. Like, and maybe this is the point Isaac's mentioning. It's a funny. There's something funny about the mitzvah. And what's funny is that you're doing the exact same thing four times. It's not ordinary, I think, in mitzvahs. What's the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is to express cheiros, you express cheiros. So you do it like a lulav. You take, I mean, and it's just shofar as an example, you do have many times. But there's an idea like a yom shua. But on the basis of it, like, you take a lulav. How many times? One time you take a lulav, you have to the mitzvah. Words, so if the mitzvah is to demonstrate cheiros, so it seemed to be you should demonstrate cheiros by drinking the kosu yayin. What's the concept of doing the same activity four times? Okay, it's a funny, like I said, there's not a lot of four different things. If you have four mitzvahs, you look for four different reasons. But here it's like, it's a single mitzvah of a cheiros, but there's a quantity attached to it. So that's, I think, what's bothering that. That's what has to be explained. That's something that has to be explained in the mitzvah. Okay? So it could be what he's saying is that it could be the idea of cheiros isn't just a very simplistic idea. Like cheiros is a free, you know, like slaves, you know, like in America, the slaves were free. It's not just like an emotional idea of freedom. And that's true, I mean, there is freedom, but it could be the idea of cheiros. I mean, we're recognizing it's shavach on the whole idea of the night is shavach, the fact that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. So our idea of cheiros is more sophisticated than just the basic idea of free. It's a thought out idea and it has different dimensions to it. Okay, and that's where the psukim manifest. There are four dimensions to the gula. Arba Shonos Gula means that the gula, you can't just lump the gula together and simplify it and say we were slaves and now we're free. It's not so simple. The cheiros, there's Arba Shonos Gula, which means that the gula and the concept of being ben choren has to be understood on four different levels. Okay, there are four aspects of our cheiros. And it could be that if you're trying to make a mitzvah, which is to demonstrate cheiros, is cheiros, on the one hand, it's one thing, but it has four dimensions. So the way they did it is to point you to the fact that cheiros has to be understood with depth. You have to think into it and bring out the different dimensions to it. What they did is they set up a mitzvah, which is one single mitzvah, but there's quantity to it. There's a quantity of four. And that's going to point you to the fact that there's an underlying concept here of cheiros, yes. But you have to reflect upon the concept of cheiros is in Torah, in Mitzrayim, has the dimensions to it, four dimensions to it. So through setting up a structure, specifically through making it multidimensional, points the person to thinking that it's a multidimensional, there are different dimensions of cheiros. Because again, if we're a normal mitzvah, we're just cheiros or a simple thing, you just do an action of cheiros and you're yosai. But the fact that it's fourfold points to the fact that this concept is something which has different facets to it, and there are four lashonos, there are four lashonos gula. So that's going to bring, it leads a person to thinking into it. Because again, because it's important to, it's important in Leil Pesach, when we're doing this thing of demonstrating Acheirus, that it reflects the concept. That's the idea. It's not just, not just to reflect that emotional thing of Bnei Chorin, but it's to reflect the true concepts of Acheirus. Therefore, it's, that's how we do it. That's how they did. They set up four kosos to point the person to in that direction. Sure, I'm just like, the Rashbam quotes the Bereishis Rabba. The Bereishis Rabba says it. But they, it's funny that they, it's funny, Tosas says, Pirish Rashbam. Okay, Yashav Echen Yashav Yerushalmi. I mean, apparently Rashbam grabbed on to, I don't know. It's true. But it's not so, apparently there's room to argue. I mean, because they're on another, I mean, I guess you could say it's just a medrash. It's a nice idea. That's a question. I mean, I guess Rashbam is maintaining. Well, I guess Rashbam is maintaining that this is really the it's not just because. Like, I guess, like for instance, the Ron says it's because there are four mitzvahs. There's Kiddush, and there's Haggadah, and there's benching, and so, what's he going to say? It says the Bereishis Rabba is connected to Alshon Gula. But presumably, he'll say is that really it's because of Dalet, it's because of the four mitzvahs. But there's a concept, which is, it reflects a concept of the Dalet Shon Gula. It's like a smachta kind of a thing, you know? It's bringing out a concept, like, you know, they're hooking the concept onto Dalet Kosmos. But the Rashbam, by him bringing it down, it seems like he's holding that this is really the Iker Tekana, it's because of the Dalet Shon Gula. I mean, to point you to that, it's not because of something else. The fact that it's the same mitzvah done four times, just the quantity, mirrors the concept, the idea, that it's one concept of Cheirus, which has four facets. It's not just, it's not like four completely different things. It's not, it's Arba Lashon Geula. So, it's Geula, but Geula has facets to it. There are dimensions to it. So it points you to the fact that there's one underlying idea here which has four different concepts. If you had four different mitzvahs, it wouldn't point to the dimensions to one thing. It would be just two, four totally different things. That's not the idea. So it's set up in a way, and again, my point is it's set up, they set it up to point you to the ideas. I mean, you don't have to, like, you don't have to have, like, this idea of why you have different actions. It's not pshat that, you, like, the way you're doing this thing, like, the like, for instance, is it pshat that the Kiddush one is supposed to remind you of Otsesi, and then the, I don't think it's saying that.
It doesn't,
I
mean, match up.
So it's not like it matches up, and it's not like the type of kos points to that idea. I think it's just that it brings to your mind's eye that there's depth to the thing, you know what I mean? And it brings to your mind's eye you have to think it through and reflect on the idea of four. So it's not like there have to be different ones that point to the ideas. It's a person looks, Dalet Kosmos, he thinks, and that's people know. You see, people know Dalet Shon Gula. You know, it's known. It's known that there's a what kind of thing of Dalet, you know, why Dalet? Like matzah. You eat matzah once. I mean, you have the Komen, but I mean, you don't, in general, you don't do mitzvahs four times. It's not a normal way to do it. Now, as an aside, I mean, just an attempt, what's the Dalet Shon Gula? What are the four Lashonos? So I think, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm remembering, I know Rebbe talked about it once, but I don't remember clearly what he said, but it could be about mixing in with it, what I seem to remember. Is I think Otsesi simply means that he took us out of the land. He took us out of it. Mitzrayim was a bad, you know, took us out of that culture. And that, simply the fact that we were removed from the Mitzrayim. Okay, we're taken out of Mitzrayim. That was the Sheba, the land of the Sheba, and we were moved from that. Then they say to me, Tzalti, I think he was saying, I seem to remember, Hatzala is like the Pesach is Hatzala. And Hatzala is, I think, that we, our lives were saved, right? Because Makas Bechoros is really, there's an angel, right? That, like you see, we have the times Bechoros. Bechoros were saved. Because it was actually, the danger of the Makos, and God saved us because we were involved in the Mitzvah of Pesach. So there was a Hatzala. It's a physical, physical salvation of our lives. Okay. Then I think if we go Alti, he said, I remember the Geula is where it was the idea that in slavery, it's not just that we're working, but our energies are totally involved, tied up in the Shibur, and they can't be involved in Pesul Chachma. So the Geula was now where our energies were freed up and to be able to be directed towards man's essence, towards Chachma. Okay, that's Geula. It's different than just the Hatzalah is not that. It's not Hatzalah. Hatzalah is physically we're saved. Our lives are saved. But Geula is like our energies are able to now be directed to their proper place. And then, Lakachti, right? Lakachti is an added that. It's not just that our energies are free beyond the Chachma, but God provided us with the ultimate system which will lead us in line with that Chachma. I think. I mean, Ratzesius, it sounds like it's more the physical pain and torture. I mean, we're slaves. That's a very bad thing. It's hurts. It's harmful. You know. But that's removed from the Shibud. But Ga'alti is that based upon, it's on a more philosophical level, is being in that pain isn't just the pain like for its own sake, but it's because it prevents you from being involved in your true purpose. So then Ga'alti means you're free to be able to do that. Nature seems like Ga'alti, so it wasn't just a removal, but it was a removal to something.
Right.
I mean, like, this is maybe just a removal and then you left on your own. But the removal, Kafti Eschan Li La'am, means we were taken to be Alam Hashem. So that's a different. It's not like just some we were taken out, and then afterwards God said, you know what, now you'll be the Alam Hashem. But the nature of the Geula was that He was taking us from being the Avde Paro to being Avde Hashem. So like Eschan Li La'am. That's an aspect of the Geula, a certain kind of a Geula. Okay, so that's that. So now the thing is a Seba, right? So Isaac's question is, why is it filu anish v'yisrael lo yichal ad she'yasev? I mean, of course, an ani is a chayv mitzvah like anyone else. So I mean, an ani shouldn't need until he does a seba. Everyone shouldn't need until he does a seba. Right? So Tosu says, the Saka Daitach, that has sebas ani lo chashiva has seba. This is Tosu's on Tzadetasun Beis about filu. So you would think that a sebas ani doesn't consider a seba. They ain't lo amal lo ha'sev, because he doesn't have anything to lean on. Veins of their cheres. What kind of their cheres is that? Right? So what does he mean? What's pshat?
So I think he means a simple pshat. I think he means it. He doesn't have a pillow to lean on. That's what it means. He doesn't have a bed. He's a nani. He's a mamish guy. Like you said later, he's a mentamfle. It means he doesn't have two meals.
And he doesn't have pillows. But he sells his pillow for his food. So it means he mamish doesn't have that upon which he can lean. Not a symbolic thing that he doesn't have a basis to lean. He doesn't have anything physically to lean upon. I mean, so some means he doesn't have pillows or anything to lean on. So I would think that's not a seba. A seba means that what they used to do. They lean on a pillow. You don't lean on nothing. That's the whole idea of a seba. The whole idea of a seba is that you lean on something. So he says, there cheros. If he doesn't have a pillow and he's just going to turn his body at a 45 degree angle or something like that, that's not der cheros. Kamash malon, afilu anish v'yisrael lo yichal ad she'yasev. Even a nani has to lean. What's he leaning on? It doesn't seem like he's leaning on anything. I don't think he's laying down horizontal on the ground. That's not leaning anymore. That's laying down. Presumably leaning, he's going to just get a certain body position. So I would think that leaning really has to be leaning on something. But it's teaching you, no, leaning is just leaning. It's a certain position of your body. The question is difficult. I mean, so the maskana sounds very rough. Because the whole idea of leaning is because of derech eros. I mean, what kind of thing is your body position? I mean, even the action of leaning, I'd say, means you're leaning on something. You're resting your weight on some object, and that's comfortable or something like that. But simply to be in at a position, a body position of an angle, I mean, what kind of thing is that? I mean, by the way, Rashi and Rashbam argue on Tosos, right? Because that's what they say, mitavel al shulchan clearly means that you have to have something to lean on, right? So they would maintain that you do need something to lean on.
So the Ani would not be
the Ani. Well, they're going to have to learn the Mishnah differently. They're going to have to learn the Mishnah differently. He brings down, Tosa brings down a different pshat than how you learn the Mishnah. But an Ani, yeah, if you're a mamish and Ani that you don't even have a pillow, then I'd say, look, it's Yosef on a patra, you can't do it. I mean, they don't say this, but they say mitzvah shalom. That's what the seba is. So I don't know. Unless they have to get it from the tamchoy. Maybe they say have to get it from the tamchoy. Get that also from the tamchoy. I don't really know. But they say the definition of a seba is mitzvah shalom. Presumably, you can't say that's not Tosu's definition. You can't say mitzvah shalom because you don't need a mitzvah. You don't need something to lean on. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So the question is more not only what's happening in maskana. I mean, it's real machlokas. It seems. It seems machlokas of whether you need a mitzvah or not. And according to Rashi and Rashbam, you need a lot of mitzvah. According to Tosos, it's just the position of your body. Apparently, just the position of your body. Again, and Tosos is difficult. Tosos is difficult. Difficult to say. Here we go. So I'll say like this: is that here's just the question. First question is that how do you understand haseba? Okay, so there's a kim of haseba, right? And while you're eating, you eat matzah, whatever it is, and now they said you have to do haseba. That's derech eros, right? Is haseba a kind of eating? It's a derech achila? Okay, it's a derech achila? Or do you say no? Haseba is an action. Okay, it's an action which you do at the same time as you're doing the action of achila.
And that's a kiyum in like the gavra of Ben Chorin, that he does this action of leaning while he does the action of achila. Or do you say no? It's not a separate action. It's not like there's two things. He's doing eating and he's doing leaning at the same time. But it's simply a derech achila. Okay, it's a derech achila. Okay, you hear those two possibilities? Okay. So what's the difference? So I'd say is like this: is that if you want to say it's a derech achila, or here's my point: is that leaning on something is an action. Okay, you're leaning, as opposed to being at an angle is a bodily position. Okay, notice. Right. Oh, I didn't get the bodily position. But leaning on something, you know, there's a type of achila. And the question is, how could you have it being a type of achila? Obviously, what's this, a simpler way to say at this point is to say that it's a type of achila, right? That's the simpler way. I mean, right? Why posit it as a separate action? Presumably, the best way would be it's a type of achila. But the thing is like this, is that to make something a kind of achila, a type, so how could it be that it's a type of achila? Because you don't say, if I eat while I'm writing, it's not a type of achila, I'm eating and I'm writing. I'm doing two things. It's not a type of achila. So how do you make something a type of achila? Right? The way you do it is that your bodily position could be accidental to your action. You know, as you do an action while you're in a certain position. See, a bodily position isn't an action. If I'm in a certain bodily position, that's not an action. That's the position which I'm in while I'm doing something else, or it's the position which I'm in. So to do an action while I'm in a position, you could say is it could qualify that I'm doing the action in a certain manner. I'm doing the action in a certain position. Okay, so to say that if I do the action of eating while my body is in a certain position, you could say that's a kind of eating. Okay, it's an eating, a luxurious eating or whatever. But the point is that it's the position, the bodily position could be accidental to your mice of eating. Okay? But leaning on something isn't a bodily position. Leaning on something is already another action. It's an action of resting your weight on an object. There's like a it's not just bodily position, it involves your body itself. Once you're doing it to something else, you're leaning on that that object. Now that's an action. It's an action of leaning on this thing. Okay? Leaning on a pillow, that's an action. It's not just a position. Now you can't say that's a kind of achila. See, because achila is one action, leaning is another action. So it's not a kind of achila. That means I'm eating while I'm simultaneously doing leaning. Leaning on an object. Leaning on something else. Another action. Now that cannot be, those are two essences. Leaning, achila. That can't be like a kind of achila. That could be a kind of a gavra, the kind of a gavra of a ben chorin that he eats while he does that other action. That could be a kiyum in the gavra of a ben chorin that he eats and does leaning it. That's what he does. He does them together. He eats while he's luxuriating. He does the action of luxuriating and he eats. That could be a kiyum. But if you want to say that halachically, haseba is a din in the achila, a kiyum in the achila, the only way to do it, you can't make haseba into an action. You have to relegate it to something which could be accidental to an action, which is bodily position, the position of his body. Now, since the bodily position of leaning is generally a bodily position which is one of cheiros, because in general, when you're in that position, you're going to have something under you. I mean, it's not normal for you to do this. So the position of leaning while you're eating is the position of an achila, a luxurious achila. Okay, that's the position of a luxurious achila. So therefore, what Tosfos holds is that the way they set up a seba is they didn't want to set up a seba as an independent activity, okay? Because rather they set up a seba as a kiyum in the achila. Now the only way to do that is simply to relegate the halacha to demanding a certain bodily position, which is one which is generally defined as a comfortable bodily position, because in general you do it when you have something else there. But they couldn't demand that thing there, because then that would be going beyond the scope of qualifying the achila, and it would be demanding another action. Rashi and Rashbam, no, apparently don't go for it, because they say that since the whole thing is a seba, which is derech cheiros, by doing that, you're opening up the door that it could be not even a derech cheiros. So they all derech cheiros means that it's a kiyum, and the seba is really, it's a kiyum in the gavra of a ben chorin,
that he eats while he leans. And that's the derach. It's a derach. Derach of a gavra who's a ben chora. I mean, but it's not like there's the action of a seva and the action of a chila are taking place at the same time. But it's not like a kind of a chila. It's a kind of a gavra who's an ocha. And that's the way the ben chorin is, that kind of a gavra. He does those two things. So that's the question.